Jess, we begin in a good place, and that's with hope on page one of the bulletin.
On page one of the May 8th edition, that's right, there's a new mural on the southwest corner of Solano and May. I was alerted to it by local businesswoman Nicole Fuchs, who I've interviewed before, and she told me about it. I went and took a picture of it. It's just amazing. It's by a Las Cruces native who currently lives in Albuquerque but frequently visits. His name is Nazario Sandoval, and it's a very hopeful message and done in a really colorful way. And the message on the mural is hope is not canceled.
That's
and
right.
So with that as your immediate visual, wait till you see the actual mural on page one. I think it'll blow your socks off.
Oh, I can't wait to see it. And we need hope right now, that's for sure.
We do.
And I love it in the form of art all over our beautiful city. It's really one of the highlights of Las Cruces to see all the murals, and it's great.
Exactly. Really all over New Mexico. We're just really lucky to have such a wonderful, thriving artistic community.
Yeah. Well, speaking of the current situation we are in, it does affect a lot of different things, including graduation ceremonies. And you have a story on this.
Boy, does it.
Yeah. I'll take fries with that diploma, right?
Elva Osterheit interviewed Superintendent Karen Trujillo about how they're going to pull off graduation, and they have it planned. They're going to do it at the Field of Dreams. It'll be a two-day process. All of the high schools, graduates are being asked to participate. They will stay in their cars. They're being asked to decorate their cars, decorate their caps, and it'll be a drive-through thing. Everybody will tune to the same FM frequencies where they can hear all of the people who are scheduled to speak, and then they'll move the traffic through the Field of Dreams parking lots and let them in, let them through, and let them out as the ceremony progresses. So that's coming up. It's on page seven, or on page three, rather. Elva also wrote a column about some of the misinformation that's going around, and that's on page seven.
All right. Sounds great. I love the creativity there. And certainly, it will be one that people will remember. That's for sure. It's an unforgettable drive-through graduation. Well, you know, this is not the time for many folks thinking about opening a business, but we are going to be getting a new business at some point. You are going to like this because I understand you're a pool player.
I am, and I've been watching for about 2 years as Lazy Dog Billiards Club has been navigating and finding their way to open a new business. And, of course, then here came COVID. So it is an odd time, and the owner, Sarah Armijo, she and her husband co-own Lazy Dog Billiards. I talked to her, got a pretty good business story on page 15 about how they're navigating all this, what kind of equipment they're bringing in. Hint, hint, it's really good equipment. What their rates are going to be and when they're going to actually open up. So that's on page 15. It's at the corner of Loman and Campo is the location. It used to be an insurance place a long time ago, and then it was part of the Las Montañas Charter School campus. But it's being repurposed now, and I'm looking forward to when they open up. Also, on the previous page, on page 14, Mike Cook has a really neat story about a La Mesa couple who are producing restaurant-quality mushrooms and distributing them weekly from their property. It's a really nice, uplifting story. And then we've got another business story in the back section of the paper about everybody's favorite bookstore in the world, Coaz Books, and what they're doing during the time of COVID to keep selling books online.
All right. Well, Mike Cook is always a busy man, and he also did a story on the Health Watch looking at long-term care facilities and nursing homes and how in Las Cruces they're handling COVID-19.
Actually, he did two stories. He did one on page 11 about the community's hospitals, and then on page 19, the one is about the long-term care facilities. You know, these kinds of facilities have been hotbeds for some of the most severe outbreaks of COVID-19 around the nation. It was actually Richard Kolbarp's idea to ask around locally and see how we're doing. And it turns out we're doing pretty well. And we didn't have the space or the deadline structure to accommodate all of the responses that we received. Those that we did get in time are on page 19. The others will be available as we update this story at www.LasCrucesBulletin.com.
All right, we have about 20 seconds. A big hire for the local film industry.
Yeah, and I can't recall his name, unfortunately, okay. But it kicks off page 20 of our arts and entertainment section. It's all about the local film industry and how they're planning to get that thing right up and running as soon as safe to do so.
He's going to be running the film office. Well, thank you so much, Jess Williams with The Bulletin. Have a good one.
You too. Thanks, Fred.